Once floors are completed, tower cranes will load service modules and risers directly into the riser shafts. Services will be pre-tested, pre-lagged, coordinated for story height, and have access floors incorporated within them. Bathroom pods will be loaded by tower cranes directly from delivery lorries onto Xena platforms. These platforms will also provide access for all the minor services, doors, partitions, and subsequent finishing trades on all floor levels. As envelope works commence through the Holyrood North site, the Holyrood South site is handed over defect-free in advance of the university's autumn term. The building envelope is a variety of traditional materials, brick, stone and render. As such, their construction will be undertaken from scaffolding, serviced by the cranes and hoists. Before the tower cranes are removed, as much of the roof will be as complete as possible. A wind and watertight date will be achieved by week 88. This watertight date is the starting point for the final fixed services and finishing trades. Critical to the successful Phase 1 handover is the completion of the communal kitchen, lounges and reception areas. Our construction and fit-out sequence for Block K starts with these areas, ensuring that they are complete, validated and locked off well in advance of handover. Services, fixtures and fittings will be coordinated to provide a robust and attractive environment that is the focal point social interaction in the new development. Dedicated floor managers will be allocated to each building at this point to manage the finishing trades and ensure that the highest quality standard is achieved.